I say a wonderful Sunday morning to you. God bless you. This is Pastor Powers from the Landmark Tabernacle bringing you the Words of Hope broadcast. Each and every Sunday, we're right here bringing the Word of God. I believe we preach the truth. And I've been doing it for 44, 45 years. This church has been in existence for about 51 years, maybe two. And it's been a bedrock, solid church, a Pentecostal church. I'd have no problem saying Pentecostal because it's in the Bible. Pentecost fell in the upper room. How can you deny that? And yes, they spake with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave utterance. What is wrong with that? What I've seen of it through my life, it's operated properly. It's a beautiful thing. It's been abused, it's been distorted, and it's been manipulated. But we try not to let that happen here at the Landmark Tabernacle. We're here every Sunday morning when we're on our regular schedule at 10 o'clock for Sunday school, 11 o'clock morning worship, 7 p.m. Sunday night evangelistic service. Wednesday night is our church service. But we're still under the guise of the coronavirus. Myself, I'm not afraid to walk right in that pulpit and preach, but I don't want to inflict any harm on the people. So, now I want everybody to listen. This won't hurt you. We're gathering at 11 o'clock, as we have for the last four Sundays, I believe, down in the lower parking lot. You back up against the stone wall. You can go up to the upper level. What I'd like to see is people that have been a part of the program on the radio for years and years, you've never introduced yourself. I'd like for us to fill up the field. If we run out of blacktop, the men of the church can point you to different directions. Young man, Brother Trent Meadows, was moving my old cars I'm fixing to sell for the Africa work. And he said, I'm making room for the people to come in on Sunday. And that's good faith, but we'll find a place for you to park. And it's been a wonderful thing. Now, I'm telling you, come 8 miles out of Harrisonburg on U.S. 33, on the left side of the road, is the Landmark Tabernacle. The best way to know that is there's a sign down there that says Landmark Tabernacle. So if you're like me, I've ridden by many signs and haven't even seen them. But you pay attention, and by 10 minutes, 11, quarter of 11, there'll be a bunch of cars gathered. Got a wonderful treat coming. Brother Dickie Webb is coming with my baby sister Charlotte, and they're going to be singing and testifying. They're fabulous singers. He's an unbelievable musician, and we're going to sing. Who knows? I might sing. We're going to look to God for a great time, and I don't believe we should be ashamed to admonish him right by that four-lane highway. This may be the break we need. And I'm going to tell you something. Last Sunday, while I was, I don't remember when it was, I was preaching or we were singing or something, and a little lady got out of her car and just danced before the Lord right there in the gravel. Oh, I ain't coming down there then, Pastor. Really? You go out to a ball game and they screech like they're crazy, and some of them get injured in the bleachers. They're so happy. Come out to God's house. Let divinity touch your humanity. Raise your hands and give him glory. Honor him. Amen. From our new CD that will be here very soon, they had some mix-ups, and we straightened them out online. And that new CD, this is a song my daughter's singing. He's still God. When my eyes have cried a million tears, Sister Sandy Blythe wrote this song, and it is a beautiful song on our new CD. You can call Brother Tony Doval right now with your prayer request at the church, 540-289-9809. And if you want to get in line or order a new CD, this new one, it will come your way as soon as it lands on the lot. And you can trust us, you will get it. and I think you will enjoy it. So my daughter, who I love and appreciate, traveled with us for many years and stood by her daddy and little thing when she was small and sang her part. And my, the revivals that we saw. We're going to see another one right here at Landmark Tabernacle. God's going to bless us with a revival. Before she sings that, I want to share something with you. This week, I will be putting an article in the paper. It's expensive. And update you on the wells and some other things. The coronavirus has hit Africa. And it is so bad. If you want a copy of it, we will forward it to you. All we need is your email address or your phone number, I guess. I don't do that technical stuff. It was sent to me by Brother Jonas, a news article. A lady has 8 children. Her husband got killed, if I understand right, in a robbery, something bad. And she didn't have any food. The babies were crying. And she put rocks in a pan and started boiling them to make them think that she was cooking supper, hoping that they would go to sleep. And she cooked those rocks in that pan until the babies went to sleep. That part of the region down in Mombasa and others is beyond devastated. And we have the ability to take food to them, and the government has asked us to. And if you want a copy of that news article that shows you them babies and that mom and a pot boiling rocks so the children will think she's fixing supper. Now, I'll tell you what, that's hard to even tell, much less look at. But there are people that can look at it and it amounts to nothing. We're doing our best. The coronavirus has hit America. It's hit the donors. I'm not going to cry to you. I'm going to just tell you and trust God to help us through the things that we're facing. He's still God. It doesn't matter. Hallelujah. He's still God.
I thought that it would happen to anyone but me. I never dreamed that I would carry this heavy burden on my knees. I never thought that I'd be standing just where I stand today. I've never known this kind of heartbreak. I've never felt this kind of pain. But you're still God when my eyes have cried a million tears. You're still God. My last hope has
Oh, yes, He is. Yes, He is. He is holding you right now. Let me read what I have had on my heart all day. Out of Isaiah chapter 49, verse 10, they shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor sun smite them, for He that hath mercy on them shall lead them even by springs of water, shall guide them. And I will make all my mountains a way. My highways shall be exalted. I want you to listen. How could He be talking any more wonderful? Behold, these shall come from far, and lo, these from the north, from the west, and these from the land of Sinim. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains. For the Lord hath comforted His people and will have mercy upon His afflicted. This is a rough time in America. But I want to tell you something. God knows exactly where you are. And it goes on. I'm going to read. If we're not careful, we'll live under that feeling of oppression and judgment. And we can't do that. We've got to walk in the promise of God. Now, after He has said all of that to them, I understand this. But Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. He says, can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget. I know a young lady had beautiful children, a good life. She walked off and left those children and her husband several months ago. And I spoke to her father. I said, she hasn't come back to her children? No. He said, they may forget them. There are cases where people are that sorry and low down. I said it the way I meant it. Yet will I not forget thee. Listen. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. In another place he said, why don't you go check out the walls of Zion? Walk around her bulwarks. See if there's any like them. Go ahead. Zion is secure. But he said, I have engraved thee upon the palms of my hands. I want to back up a little bit because if you're not careful, you'll get in a frame of mind to where all you're thinking is the bad and the sorrow. And there's been people that's been treated so bad, they can't believe anybody can treat them good. That's the truth. I read an article and I saw prisoners after World War II that had been held by the Japanese, and the gate was open and they wouldn't go out. They wouldn't go out the gate. And the eyes of these men were hollow. They had been treated and felt like they would die there, but there was liberty and freedom. And the Lord's trying to tell them, no, no, no. And they have been so beaten by the penalty of sin and the struggles of life. There are some of you, you think you got to be an alcoholic forever. You're convinced of that. That you've tried and tried and tried to quit, but you can't quit. Yes, there's a power that's greater than the power of alcohol. There's a Savior that can reach inside your heart and turn it from stone to flesh and give you life. He can take the desire of alcohol out of you. He can drain every ounce of influence out of your veins. But you don't think so. You don't know the door of the prison has been knocked open. The enemy has been defeated and you're free. People bound by drugs, I'm preaching to you right now. There's family members that do not know that you're hooked on drugs. Some prescription, some that are illegal. You're hooked. Some are hooked on lust and the world and different things. You're bound, and how many times have you said, I want to be free? And the enemy says, you can't. And you've come to the place that even when a preacher preaches the direction for you to go, you cannot go out of the gate. Change your mind tonight. He said, I've engraved thee upon the palms of my hands. How many times does God reach into this earth every day? He reached down and touched me Monday in my personal prayer meeting down in that tabernacle. Look, and when he reached down and touched me, he had to see me and you and all of those that are his saints. We're engraved on the palm of his hand. And everywhere his hand goes in the earth, we're engraved on that palm. That is something wonderful. I'm going to play a song dedicated to Mackenzie Doval, the little daughter of our associate. We're running out of time. She's a wonderful little girl. From the time she could walk, she called me buddy. I was her buddy and still her buddy, but she's growing up. And this is, she loves this song, so this is for her.
Your sins are cast
and everybody else.
Forgiven, forgotten, forever in the sea. My sins are not remembered by the blood of Calvary.
No wonder that I'm happy. I can't forget the day.
Forgiven, forgotten, my sins were cast away.
Oh, Satan came to me.
Yeah.
And this is what he said.
That's
your
what
sins
he's saying
were not
to
forgiven,
you.
And the past is never dead. I cried out to the Master and asked him once again. He answered, forgiven. I don't remember them.
Forgiven, forgotten, forever in the sea. My sins are not remembered by the blood of Calvary.
No wonder that I'm happy. I can't forget the day.
Forgiven, forgotten, my sins were cast away. No wonder that I'm happy. I can't forget the day. Forgiven, forgotten, my sins were cast away.
Okay, Sister Mackenzie, that's for you. I have the opportunity, I'm going to say this once more and never again. I have the opportunity through Wilkins Broadcasting, they have contacted me, to go on 17 radio stations. Albuquerque, New Mexico, Jacksonville, Florida, Pensacola, Florida, Charleston, South Carolina, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, through North Carolina, Richmond, Virginia, 17 30-minute broadcasts. 17 30-minute broadcasts for 20-some dollars a piece, $500, if I remember right, and $60 a week. What I need to take that is four businessmen or people that can afford it, just four, that will do 1 week a month. And I'm telling you now that my heart would leap within me to be able to go back on those broadcasts. I've been there before, and circumstances took us off. But if I had four people that would honestly make a commitment, I've got people now that contact me that got saved on those broadcasts. One man was in, I think I've mentioned, Louisiana prison. And the broadcast was on, he fell on that old cement floor, called on the Lord. And the Lord saved him. He got out of prison and now he's been a preacher for many years. And he contacts me and says he's soon coming this way. Brother Cole. We went out to the halfway house and picked up a couple men sometime back, probably a year, year and a half ago. And they're so kind to me, they don't even make me sign them out. We took them into our custody for that day, and they helped us move Brother Robbie's studio. Took them back to the halfway house, Gemeinschaft. I can't even understand how they named it that. And It was after dark when I took them back, and they were in my truck. I said, before you gentlemen get out, let me tell you something. You feel like that you're a half a man. They've got you in a halfway house. The public believes that you're really scarred and damaged. I said, but that's not true. Jesus paid the price for you to be completely new. And one of them was a black gentleman, and I saw tears running down his face. I said, give your life to him. They nodded and thanked me and got out of the van in my truck. Christmas Eve, I had a phone call. It was that black gentleman. He said, told me who he was. He said, after that night, I've never been the same. I'm in Alabama driving an 18-wheeler. My life is straight. No drugs, no alcohol. I've been a Christian. It doesn't take a lot. As sick as this world is, and as sick as this nation is, I don't want to talk down. You're on the palms of God's hands, and he's not going to ever forget you because he stays busy all the time. And maybe right now he's reaching down, answering the heart cry of somebody that's listening to me, and they're sick and tired of sin. Wouldn't you be sick? I watch them almost every day go out of that 7-Eleven dirty from working hard and a six-pack in each hand or a 12-pack, and they're headed to the house to drown their sorrows. To drown their sorrows. I asked my brother when he was backslid and out in heavy sin, I said, what did you think about hell? He said, I didn't let myself think about hell. But hell is just right beneath your feet. At 55 miles an hour, you could drive there in 15 minutes. That's not some folklore. That's scientific fact. So right now, bow your head and pray with me. Heavenly Father, touch the hearts of every person that's listening today and let them know, even Christians that are discouraged and they're down and out and feel like that God doesn't care, let them know that they're engraved on the palm of God's hand. It's forgiven and forgotten forever in the sea. Let them pick up the phone and call 289-9809. Let a godly man, Brother Tony Doval, talk to them and help them. Please, God, right now, do it, friend. I'm looking for you at 11 o'clock. Time is gone till next week. Remember, live for God. You can have hope for eternity.